This is the third audio bite, and as I mentioned in the introductory session, I'll be giving a list of verses that I believe it'd be very useful while we are sharing gospel with others. Now, as I look through this list, I got so many verses, and it's very hard for you to write it down as we go forward, but I'm just going to mention few verses from each section, and if you would like to receive the complete listing that I have, I would be more than happy to send you a digital file, a Word file of this listing, so that you could take a printout and use it to memorize memorize it. I have broken down these verses into groups, into certain groups, now random groups. I have broken it down to groups that are useful while we are sharing the gospel. I believe when we share the gospel, we need to start with God's love. Then we need to talk about man's sinful nature. If God is a loving God and man is sinful, then what did God do? Christ's payment on our behalf. That's the third section. And the fourth section is, when Christ's payment, how do man respond? The man's response. That's the fourth section. And the fifth section is about the assurance we have in Christ. So God's love, that's the first section, and we all probably have memorized this verse when we were young, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. If you haven't already memorized this verse, please memorize that. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Let me just list some more words in the section for God's love. John 10:10. Please go ahead and read it in your free time. You could jot it down right now. If I am reading out a verse, I'll be reading it from the New International Version. So if you have a different version, you could read from there, but I'll be reading from the New International Version. Another verse is John 17:3, and another verse is 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And let me read that verse. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So, if you commit to memory these verses, just think about it. If you are able to say this verse out of memory while you are sharing the gospel, that would be an awesome thing. So we only cover one section, God's love, and these are some verses. And the second section is, people need to understand that man's sin. We are sinful. All are sinful. We all are sinful. So, and there are verses that clearly talk about that. In the Old Testament, Psalm 143, verse 2, no one living is righteous before God. Isaiah 53:6, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own ways. John 3:19, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Romans 3:10, you have to memorize this verse. There is no one righteous, not even one. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. James 2:10, James 4:17, they talks about man's sinfulness and say all are sinful. And in section 2, number B, it talks about penalty for sin. Isaiah 59:2, Romans 5:12 says, Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And another verse is about judgment. If we continue in our sins, you know, there's judgment. Hebrews 9:24. Man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. And because of man's sin, we face hell. So we need to memorize verses about hell. Matthew 10:28. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. God will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord. If we are not in the presence of the Lord, we are in hell. So that talks about the sinful nature of man, and different sections under that. We all are sinful, the penalty for our sin, the judgment that we face, and the hell that we go to if you don't accept Jesus Christ. I hope you are writing it down. And the third section is about Christ's payment. Under that, A would be Christ's purpose for coming to this earth. Luke 19:10, John 3:17. It says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. 1 Timothy 1:15. Is another verse. B, under section 3, he died in our place. Jesus Christ died in our place. And the verses for that, Isaiah 53, verse 5, Romans 5, verse 8, for God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 2 Corinthians 5, 21, Galatians 3:13, 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ died for sins for once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. C, section C under the section 3, he rose from the dead. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. In your gospel presentation, that should be a point that I need to emphasize. Our God did not die and is not like other people, but he rose from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 8. And we need to convey the fact that Jesus Christ is the only way. Another verse that we must memorize, John 14, 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Acts 4, 12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Another important verse that shows that Jesus Christ is the only way. People will be telling, oh, there are so many ways to go to heaven. But we as Christians need to emphasize the fact that Jesus is the only way. And the verse for that is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. Okay, if God is loving and if man is sinful, in order for us to accept God's invitation, we need to respond to what God has provided. So the fourth section is man's response. According to the listing, we must receive Christ, John 1:12, and also John 3:3. In the verse goes like this. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. The need for repentance, we need to emphasize the fact that people need to repent. Isaiah 55 verse 7, Luke 13:3, unless you repent, you too will perish. 1 John verse 1, chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I know I'm going pretty fast, but you could rewind it and listen to this stuff. And I just want to give you a basic listing of these verses. Another section is in man's response is we need to understand that saved by grace through faith in Christ. Matthew 18:3, Acts 16:31, Romans 10:9 and 10. It goes like this: if you confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. A very good verse to memorize. Romans 10 verse 9 and 10. Another verse, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Even some of the people in Christianity points out that it is through works that we are saved. But the Bible clearly teaches it is through faith in Christ and not through works. And some more verses pointing, it's not by our works that we are saved. Romans 3:10, Galatians 2:16. Then verses about Christ's invitation. Isaiah 1:18, Matthew 11:28. And another good verse, the open door. Christ is knocking at the door. Revelation 3:20, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with them, and he with me. Then another verse, the section, whoever believes. It is we who believe that are saved. Acts 10:43, Romans 10:13, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And sometimes we need to tell the people who we are talking to that this is the time to believe. Many people will say that, I will believe after this occasion or another day or tomorrow. But we need to say, this is the time. Isaiah 55:6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. And if after you present the gospel and if people do believe, make sure you give them some assurance from the word of God. We can and know that we have eternal life. If a person genuinely repent and ask Jesus into their heart, we need to assure them that they have the eternal life. 1 John chapter 5 verse 11 through 13. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. I write these things to you, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And you also say, God is the one who keeps us. If you have been saved, God will take care of us. John 10, 27 to 30. Read these verses. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. And we need to tell, the people who have been saved, he will never leave us. Jesus Christ will never leave us. John chapter 6, verse 37. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. And I need to bring forth the aspect of how the Holy Spirit is a witness when people make a decision to serve the Lord. Romans 8:16, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And we need to tell people that, through belief we are imparting life. John 20 verse 31 and John 5 verse 24. And we also need to tell those who are saved that we are new creation in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:17. For if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come. These are some good verses. I know I have been a little bit fast in reading these verses, but you could go back and rewind it and listen to it. And if you want a digital file, a Microsoft Word file of this listing, I would be happy to send it to you. Send me an email so that I could forward this listing to you if you were not able to get all of it. Start memorizing them, at least one from each section or more, if at least possible. And it will help you a lot. I can't emphasize it anymore. It will help you a lot in your journey in evangelism. God bless you. In the next audio bite onwards, we will be starting the actual lectures on evangelism. I would like to break it down to several sections, which I'll be sharing in the next section. God bless you. Bye.